Thank you. And thank you for recognizing that the Jewish Press really was, I think, the first and remains one of the only newspapers that brings these problems to the forefront in our pullout section. It's a pullout section for people who are afraid that their children might read something about some of the things that go on. And instead of getting into any arguments, it's the middle of the paper and one can pull it out so that nobody has to read it. However, the calls come in all the time, and every time I think that maybe things are quieting down, it's just the reverse. I think everybody knows the statistics that more and more Orthodox families are coping with divorce, and unfortunately, more and more younger people. There are young men and women who don't even make it to their first anniversary, and it's a very sad, growing problem. And we have had some articles about it. We continue to print the names of, I actually was about to say, the people who have their divorce, if that is what has to be, are actually luckier than many who no longer live together but can't get a divorce. That I'm referring to, of course, Agunot, whether it's women primarily or men who cannot get that final step. They're really the unfortunate ones. So step number one is at least it's over, and whatever you have to deal with, you're able to deal with. I see this is called Second Chances. Today was Pesach Sheni, which was Pesach for people who were not able to come into the machane, into the encampment. And they said, why can't we get a second chance? And of course, Hashem takes care of that, and we have Pesach Sheni. So it's a good night to start to speak about second chances. And the truth of the matter is there can be second and there can even be third chances. I can tell you that I'm not proud of the fact that I had two divorces, but my third marriage was a wonderful one. And I didn't think after the second divorce, I thought, that's it, how can you even think about going forward and marrying again? But there can be second chances, and if you're ready to really put your heart and soul into it, it can work out with the children. Interestingly, I have a lot of children because all of the different children that I raised, in spite of the fact that there were divorces, still continue to consider me mother, and I feel that way about all of them. And all the different children, grandchildren, and all of their children are my grandchildren. It's very rewarding. It was a lot of hard work, but it's possible. And I pray that with God's help, everybody can find their bashert. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but that everybody will succeed in finding someone that they can relate to, who can relate to them, who can treat them, who they can treat each other the way marriage partners are supposed to, and that, of course, is the greatest blessing. Thank you.